Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on.
Look like the Capitol Dawn.
Giving them all.
Just
like the $1 million,
but
things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. What God doing, y'all, huh? What he doing? What he doing in your life? He doing something. He moving. He working. Don't lose your patience, though. See, I did that before. Don't lose your patience. Don't get so sick of waiting that you take matters into your own hands. Don't do that. Boy, you're blowing it. Listen to me. You're listening to somebody who's done it that way. I had a dream. I had a vision. I had some hope. I had some faith. I had some aspirations. But I got a little impatient waiting on it. So I tried a couple other things, move it along. Boy, I can't tell you how I messed it up. Then I messed it up then because God gave me the power of decision. What I had to do was then, after I took matters into my own hand, messed it up. Now, guess what? He still got something for me, but now I got to fix all the mistakes now. I got to straighten them out. I got to suffer some consequences. I got to pay for my transgressions. All of that. It's got to go down. You can't do something wrong and not pay for it. It's you call it karma, call it whatever you want to call it. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action. If it just stays sunny all the time, you might think it's cool, but there's going to be a reaction to it. Ain't no dark, ain't no shade, ain't no break, ain't no rain. Going to be hard if it's just sunny all the time. Vice versa. So you need the opposite. You need the darkness so you can get your break from that sun. You need the rain so you can nourish the roots so that sun, it can soak up the sun and get the benefit of the sun. If you don't get the opposite, you got a problem, man. And it happens throughout nature. It happens throughout your life. Don't think that you can do wrong and not have to pay for that. What you think this is, man? We think, man, because we'd have made a decision that we think is best for us. And no matter how it affect nobody else, we got the right to make that call. No, you don't. Whoever is telling you that, whoever's misguiding you into the gang life, telling you, yeah, man, you need to be this way to be down with us. I tell you what, get yourself stuck on Chuck with that gang. See how many of them be there for you. Oh, they'll go around the corner with you and start shooting. But, okay, when it's time to do some time and they can lessen their sentence, you're going to get that time. They're going to point their finger dead at you. I watch 48 Hours all the time, man. I watch Lock Up Raw all the time. All the time, man. All the time. Ain't no real cold dudes out there just holding to the mantra and sticking to it. Even the mob turns stateside evidence, go fed, all that. Now, we in the hood, we done created this ignorant mess called no snitching. With that ignorant mess, you don't even understand. No, snitching was created by criminals as a code of honor. If you do dirt and you get busted doing the dirt, don't bring my name up if I was with you. That's a code of honor amongst the thieves. Now, so many code of honor thieves that then came out of prison, they ain't got no honor. They done bought that stuff back to the street. Now, it's all in the neighborhood. No snitching. No snitching. You got to be crazy. That's for people who disobey the law. That's who people have made a code of honor amongst themselves as thieves. Hey, man, if you get busted, don't drag me down with you. Just do your time. Oh, man, you can't bring that stuff out here to me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Dog, I'm trying to live right over here, man. I don't want no crack house up street from my mama's house. I'm trying to do right out here, man. You can't do wrong and expect wrong not to come to you. You got to make a decision every day to do right. And God ain't got no protection from you on dirt. You got what you got coming. You made a decision. You go down there to get some. You might get got. See, we got to, come on, I'm talking to so many men out here right now. I should have said that in the beginning, but my conversation kind of got away from me. I was going to talk to you about something else this morning, but this just on me, man, because our communities, man, is just going to the pot, man, because ain't nobody caring about nobody else. Don't nobody care when they see that young dude over there doing wrong. Look at them fools over there. Man, go over there and talk to one of them. Pull them to the side, man. You might not be able to approach the group, but you can approach an individual. Come here, young man. Let me talk to you. I saw you the other day. Man, you look like you got something going on in your life. What's happening with you? Let me talk to you, man. Let me share something I learned. I was doing what you was doing. You know, it's like Tommy did a prank phone call one time as a limo driver. And the prank was he called this limo company to ask this limo driver to take him to this location late at night. And the limo driver got a young business. He going, yeah, okay, I got you. I don't normally work like that, but how long you need it? He said, for just about an hour. He said, well, I'm going to have to charge you for the full three, though, because a three-hour minimum. Tommy told him, no, I just need it for 1 hour. He said, okay, all right, I'll give you a break, young man. You're trying to do something. Where you want to go? He gave him the address. The man stopped writing. He said, that's a bank. He said, yeah. He said, you want to go to the bank at 12:30 at night? He said, yeah, and I'm going to be in for a few minutes. And when I come out that bank, I need for you to flow it. That the dude with the limo, he stopped writing. He said, hold on, man. You want me to take you to a bank 12:30 at night? You're going to be in there for a few minutes and you're going to come out and you want me to floor it. He said, sir, I don't do stuff like that. He said, you got the wrong company. He said, what made you call here? He said, hey, man, don't worry about that. You a limo company. You just drive. He stopped and took the time out. He said, young man, let me tell you something. He said, I've been down before. I've been locked up before. It ain't pretty. He said, that's what's wrong with you young people today. Instead of going to get a job trying to work your way, you always looking for some fast money. He said, I'm going to tell you what I already know. Don't go down there messing with them people's money like that, because they love that money way more than they love you. And they're going to do something to you down there. Now, you stop this foolishness, and I'm not carrying you nowhere. But I'm going to take a little bit of time out to tell you something. Don't go down here with messing with these people's money, because it ain't going to go good. They're going to take care of their business when it comes to that money. Tommy kept insisting to this man to pick him up in the limo. It was a prank phone call. But the point I'm making is the man took out time. He could just hung the phone up. But you know what he said? He said, hold up, young man. Let me hip you to something. Because the brother had been locked up before. He said, no, no, no. See, I done that when I was young. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to take some moment out to tell you. I'm up here working, man, trying to earn an honest living. I ain't going back down there. Because they make you eat what they want you to eat. You don't want the food. You got to get up when they say get up. You got to stay where they say stay. Live with who they say live. He said, man, you don't want that. And he just tried to talk the young man out of it. You can change a young man's mind with a conversation. A conversation can change a young man's mind. Most of these young men that are misguided ain't having conversations with real men. They just not having them. And it's up to us who know what manhood is to start delivering the message. The problem that we have in our communities, we can solve ourselves. It done escalated to a point because we who are men won't stop on our corporate climb and our day-to-day making money and trying to ball out. We won't stop and grab some of these young soldiers and tell them the truth about manhood. That's the real deal, okay? Sorry I went there. I don't know where that came from.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to give thanks and honor to a God that's worthy. I really don't care what you call him, but please do call him. Tell him thank you today. Tell him how much you appreciate the rise of a new day. Tell him how much you appreciate all he's ever done for you. Tell him how much you appreciate everything you're going through, the good and the bad. Because guess what? He gonna get you through that like he done got you through every other thing. And always remember this, this too shall pass. I'm talking to myself this morning, but I'm just saying it out loud for everybody to get the same lesson I'm learning. This too shall pass. Might not pass when you want it to pass, but this too shall pass. And for some reason, God has a purpose for it all. Anything that's happening in your life that he's allowing to happen, it has a purpose. It has a divine purpose. It is preparing you. I once read somewhere that said, everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. I don't know what I ask God for this here, but whatever it is, I sure can't wait to see it. So, man, thank you. Thank you for the good, the bad, the different, the indifferent, the imperfect, all of it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, at least I'm here. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica. Jr., government name Kill Spates, the legend, the growing legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
You know, Unc, man, you know, it's really crazy, man. I forgive you for yesterday. You know, I forgive you for it.
I didn't ask you for it, but go ahead, thank you.
Well, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. We'll give you that, man. But don't forget that, Unc. Just throw that. Yeah.
You're forgiving him for what yesterday?
But, yeah, for talking about my hairline. I do. I forgive you for that. You know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice, Junior.
Yeah, you have to, because that's where you go.
He noticed.
The person who teach on forgiveness don't forgive. But I'll remind him why he forgive. You know, like, he should have really said, I'm sorry to me. That's what he should have said. But he didn't do it. But I forgive him for not doing his job.
Well, let me say this, though.
Say it.
Let me ask you a question. The reason you're forgiving me, have you noticed?
What you trying to say? He's not in denial. Is that what you're trying to say?
I appreciate you forgiving me. Oh. But I do want you to maybe have you... You know.
Okay. So now you just gonna double down. Now you just gonna double down. How I know it. I don't see nothing wrong. What did you say in it for?
I don't see nothing wrong either. But the key word is the beginning of that sentence.
What's that?
I don't see nothing. Had some hair so many years ago. Yeah. Yeah, his hairline. They're like, I ain't saying nothing right or wrong. But, you know,
Steve, did you hear Tommy sing the highlights?
Have you seen it? Tell me, have you seen it?
So many years ago.
Oh, my hairline creeps running back on me. Somewhere back. Near my ear.
At 32 minutes after, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back.
Sing us out, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got for us today?
Who, me?
Who, you?
Me?
You.
Okay. You talking about me. All right. This right here is Jean. I got your girl. Jean, I got your girl. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Speak to Jean.
Yeah, what's up with this?
My name is Vernon, brother. What's playing?
What's going on?
I need to holler at you for a minute, my man.
About what?
I want to holler at you about your wife. So you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't even know how to break this to you, dog. I just want to be straight up with you, man. Me and your wife been kind of seeing each other. And, really... She want to let you go, but she ain't, you know, she really ain't got it up in her to say she want to let you go. So, I'm coming to you like a man and letting you know, that she really want to shut it down with you. We've been seeing each other for a minute now. So, I don't know how we can, you know, I'm just coming at you like a man, brother, trying to let you know she don't even really want you no more. You know, we done talked about it, and, I'm just trying to get it all I know. I'm tired of hiding with it, really.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a lot smoother than I expected, player.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, long as you cool, I thought, you know, I just want to be a man, call and holler at you and let you know. Have you seen her today?
And where you from?
From Jersey. I'm up around Newark.
I mean, you said it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, anytime another man finna call another man about his wife, I mean, yeah, you don't expect it to be nothing, you know, pretty simple. That's for sure. I didn't contemplate it a long time by calling you, so, today I just said to hell with it.
Now, how you get my number?
No, I've been had your number. I done had your number a long time.
All right, now, you say you looking for... It's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be. It ain't that smooth, but, you know.
You don't
like, you know, like, the thing is, you got one up on me because you know my information. Now I got to come find you.
Okay. Wait. Hold up now.
Yeah.
You feel like...
No, I ain't going to need to hold up. Tell me what you going to say.
Okay. You feel like you need to be looking for me or something?
Yeah.
Brother, look here. Let's check this out. This is a decision that the wife has made. You understand what I'm saying? So you have no reason to be mad at me about anything. You have no reason to be coming looking for me or any information on me. Because, see, when that happens, then it's going to really get stinky up in here. And I'm trying not to let that happen. That's why I'm calling you like a man, brother.
Trust me, man. Ain't nothing that I'm never worried about.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, man. I'm letting you know up front. Me and her contemplated a long time, yada, yada. So now, you know, here we are. So I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm calling today.
Y'all should have did this on the phone together. I'd have respected both of y'all a lot more.
Okay, well, you know, and then, you know, if that's what it's got to be, we'd be face-to-face together, whatever it's got to be, man.
So, well, that's what I prefer, you know.
Okay. So, but let me ask you this here. Where it's going in? Once we both stand flat-footed and tell you how it is, then what?
I ain't going to never be flat-footed.
Okay. Well, flat-footed or upside down, any way you want to look at it, bro. I'm trying not to get into this physical part, but it seemed like you leaning that way with me.
It could be whatever, you know. It could be on this side of the dirt or the other side. It don't make a difference.
It never does, brother. It never does. When two bulls come together, one of them got to go down.
Now, guess what? We ain't doing too much talking. You got my information. Guess what? Now, I'm locked, loaded, and hunting for you.
You lock and loaded?
There's no need for you to say it. There's no need for us to discuss anymore.
Okay, cool. You know, while we at it, man, let me go and drop it all on you then. Because it seems like we need to go and get it all out the way. You cool? All right. You know what I'm saying? I think you need, you know, matter of fact, if you want to just keep it all the way real, you might want to go take a blood test about Alana and make sure you the papa to that.
All right.
Feel me?
Got it.
So, I'm going to have your wife give you a call, man, because we didn't contemplate it too long, and it's time.
You do that. You know my information. Like I said, you said enough. You hit enough bones there. Now I'm really locked, loaded, hunting for somebody. So you know what? I mean, somebody got to go.
What you mean?
Me and you.
Wait. What was all this somebody got to go?
Huh?
What you saying? Somebody got to go.
Somebody got to go, like...
Okay, you talking about either me or you? One of us got to go? See, because you're saying the wrong thing, because what you must understand is if I've given you as much information as I already have, that means I have enough information to know where you are, brother. You know nothing about me nor where I reside. So if you're going to talk about lock and load and somebody got to go, then you're saying it to the wrong person because I'm already up on you, player.
First off, you ain't really a North because you got a country accent. So second off, like, you're dealing with a real street. So however you want to handle it, you know my information. Guess what? I don't reside there no more. I ain't there no more. So guess what? Now you got to start from scratch like me.
So I'll tell you what, man. Here go the math, man. You ready for that? You ready for this math? You ready, player? Here go the math. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You've been pranked by your wife.
I'm a killer.
Yeah, black man, chill out, boy. You kind of had me scared for a minute, cause you really wasn't flinching. You whatever you eating over there, you never did stop eating on it.
Oh, I ain't gonna stop eating. I'm gonna keep eating. I listen to y'all every morning.
What's the baddest radio morning show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show.
There it is. That's a drop of stupid this morning. I'll be back in another hour with some more stupid, because that's how I do it. You understand what I'm saying? I will be stupid October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Killeen, Texas, twice as funny comedy club. The nephew will be there. Stupid as hell. Oh, get out. See, once you, I lost my stupid for a minute. Now I got it back. And now, you know, I feel so much better.
You did. You lost it.
Oh, I lost it. I lost it for a minute, y'all. I did. I lost it. But now it's back.
In Italy?
Talking about when I was down there at the 16th chapel looking for the 14th and the 15th. I was like, where is the 15th and the 14th one? I just couldn't find them. I said, I guess the 16th is the most popular one then, I guess. But I was there.
But you didn't lose it, though. Let's be clear.
Stupid is back. Colleen, get ready, baby. I'm coming to town. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. Thanks, Sheriff Strawberry.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, It is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kansas City Chiefs player Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend is warning Taylor Swift, once a cheater, always a cheater. Plus, the IRS will now tax people who resell concert tickets and make money. And Usher chooses not to sing to Gabrielle Union after spotting her husband, Dwayne Wade. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO.
This one's,
this one's from Sheila in Hoover. Sheila writes, my husband can pass by five food places on the way home, fast food places on the way home, and then walk in and asked me if I picked up dinner. I stopped spoiling him when our son went to college. Why should I be responsible for his daily meals? Why does he act helpless?
Well, you're not responsible for his daily meals. Because every day he got to come and ask you, how come you didn't pick up dinner? You obviously are not responsible. So what are you writing us for? I'm just curious. She says every day her husband passed by five fast food restaurants,
right,
walks in the house and asked me, why did I not pick up dinner?
Yeah.
Why am I responsible for picking up dinner? You're not.
And why does he act so helpless? Like he can't do it.
That's I don't know.
Oh,
but
no,
he being that hungry,
you,
though,
man.
I think, lady, you've actually accomplished your mission. I think you're proving to him that you're not responsible, and you stopped doing that after the boy went off to school. So, mission accomplished.
Okay.
All right.
You okay with it, though?
Did you blow your lips?
Uh-huh.
That's just like, wow. That's like a great answer.
Yeah, it is.
So obvious to me.
Move on.
Congratulations, lady.
Uh-oh.
He probably losing weight, though. That's a good thing, right?
What happened to Junior? Junior ain't on the camera no more.
Junior went to put a hat on.
Boy, he come back with a hat on, I sang another song. I got a verse. When Junior come back, I'm going to have a new verse for him. Go ahead, Shelly.
All right, Darla in Indianapolis writes, I have a 22-year-old daughter, and I set a bad example for her by messing with a married man for years. I didn't work, and he paid all of my bills and living expenses. Looks like my daughter is following in my footsteps, and she won't listen to me. Do I keep talking to her or let her find out the hard way?
Well, you know, they often say as parents, children sometimes don't listen to what you say, but they do watch what you do. And so now she's watched you do it, and now she's doing, what you gonna tell her? You gonna tell her that you learned the hard way? Well, she finna learn it too.
Life experience.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, you
can't say
you showed her an example.
Not as I do.
Yeah, you
can't tell us something you ain't told yourself.
Hello. And then you talking about he paid all your bills. Oh, there he is.
You finish the answer. Junior is back.
Junior's back.
What, Steve? Why you stop?
We're on the air, Junior. We're on the air live.
I'm sorry, you left. I said when you come back, I always keep my word. One thing about me, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So everybody asked me, Junior, when you left, Tommy said you went to get a hat. I said, well, if he come back without the hat, I got a new verse for him. So here it is. Whoa, I've been used to having something to comb on, but now it's gone. Gone back so long. Oh, my hairline's gone and it's leaving me creeping right back where I can't see. Have you seen it? Whoa. Tell me. Have you seen it?
All right. Back to Ask the CLO.
I don't know.
Sorry,
where
Junior.
Coming from.
That's what happened.
Tommy, man, you need to stop, Tommy. You can't win.
Tommy's wrong. He's dead.
Somebody, everything.
Were you finished with your answer from the mom to the daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Jonelle in College Park writes, my husband came home and the delivery driver went out the back door just in time. It was the first time we had sex and my husband messed it up. Then he came in talking about his day and I was exhausted. Is it too risky to try again?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Janelle.
Do you, Janelle?
Janelle, you gonna mess around and get somebody hurt.
Yeah. Okay?
You gonna mess around and get somebody hurt.
What's wrong with everybody?
And that delivery man, if he get hurt, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. That's the UPS driver. I know which one it is. I know it.
Why you say that? Why?
Oh, they ain't got no AC. They try to get in them houses and get them out. You know?
That's why they wear the shorts.
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
So any advice for Janelle, Steve?
No, you're going to mess around and get somebody hurt. You're going to get somebody hurt.
Okay.
You're in this man's house now.
Yeah.
I know it's your house too, but a man take on a whole nother thing, man.
That's so horrible.
Yeah. So, yes, it's too risky. Yes. Yeah. Is she going to do it again, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to do it again. Because she didn't get caught.
Yeah.
They're going to work on their timing next time. Yeah, delivery man going to get that delivery about an hour early.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, moving on.
That's
last
College
one.
Park. That's down here in Atlanta. That'll be on 11 o'clock news.
We'll say just hold tight.
Yeah, I'll let you. Incident in College Park. Delivery man beaten to near death.
Whoa.
Grady Hospital right now, trauma center, one of the top trauma centers in the country, has taken him in and he's under life-saving measures as we speak. Yeah, that's all that's going to be. I'll keep y'all posted.
Okay. All right. All right. Keep us updated,
Steve.
Real
talk, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could happen. All right. Last one. This is from Lynn in Anchorage. Lynn says, I relocated with my boyfriend for his job, and I have met someone new at my job that I'm really crushing on. My boyfriend and I are distant now that we live together, and it doesn't look like he's proposing anytime soon. So should I go out with the guy from my job to see if we're compatible?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're up in Anchorage, they're going to find out.
Why?
Oh, yes, they are.
It ain't that damn big now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you out there done found somebody. I don't know who you dating up there. I don't know if you fell in love with, somebody from Alaska. I don't know, what it is about him that turns you on. I don't know if, igloo making capabilities. I don't know what it is.
Igloo making capabilities.
Something got you over there.
You don't say anything.
We met the little Alaskan boy. He bought some whale blubber in the lunch one day. He had never had it before. You just up in here talking about, out here, over there just.
Girl,
he bought some whale blubber. Fried whale blubber tastes way better than crackling. So you just turn her out.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
According to TMZ, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce is being painted as a cheater, but Travis said she is full of it and trying to grab her 15 minutes of fame. Maya Benberry, who won Travis's dating show, Catching Kelce, back in 2016, is now warning Taylor Swift. Maya said, "Taylor seems like such a fun girl with a beautiful spirit, so I wish her the best of luck. But I wouldn't be a girl's girl if I didn't advise her to be smart." She went on to say, quote, "Once a cheater, always a cheater." Meanwhile, Travis's jersey sales have gone up 400% since Taylor Swift attended his game this past Sunday. Making money.
You know, first of all, money, the sister right there, nobody really knows what happened. But, I mean, what you can't say that about men. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's not true. That's not true. A lot of men have made mistakes and recovered from their mistakes. A lot of women have done the same thing.
It go both ways,
man. You can't say that. And, you know, and he moved on. He's single. What you want? He didn't marry you. He ain't asked you to marry him. It, you know.
Yeah. Oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, now you take it all back by Maya.
Might not take it all back, but she fine, though.
She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
All right, in other entertainment news, the IRS will tax people who resold concert tickets. We all know that concert ticket prices have been very expensive lately. What's wrong?
You can't tax scalpers.
Listen, according to Wall Street, the Wall Street Journal, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, has issued a new law that will crack down on ticket scalpers who made more than $600 off ticket resales for events such as Beyonce, such as Taylor Swift tours. The IRS's new law is part of the American Rescue Plan Act that was crafted by the Democrats and passed back in 2021. The law requires stop that. The law requires
this
companies
ain't fitting to help nobody,
such as Ticketmaster and StubHub, to report if customers sold more than $600 in resale tickets in this year, 2023.
Everybody make more than $600.
You're not going through StubHub.
What are y'all talking about?
Companies initially had to send a 1099 form, you know, 1099K form to a user who made more than $20,000 through $200 or more transactions in a year. The average price for resale tickets for Taylor Swift's tour on StubHub was $1,095. Beyonce's was $900. Drake and 21 Savage's It's All a Blur tour ticket sale prices hit over $800.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
They've legalized marijuana in a lot of states, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're going to have as much chance of taxing these ticket scalpers as you got with taxing drug dealers. This dude still selling weed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Illegally, you're saying. Uh-huh.
In the states where it's not legal.
Uh-huh.
You're saying.
Uh-huh. In the states where it's legal, it's still people selling weed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, the plug. The plugs is there.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Harvey.
You're not really going to be able to tax these people. They don't understand.
Well, that's the question.
Okay,
to you.
Yeah.
We criminals.
What do you... Yeah.
We? I mean...
You guys do concert tickets every... I mean, you can do concerts all the time. What do you think about that, ticket scalper?
This is what criminals are saying. We criminal.
That's
we
what
do
saying.
Criminal.
Let's get to criminal.
We do criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing this to pay taxes. We're criminals.
Okay.
The ticket 800. Do you want to see or not? There it is.
That's it.
I got it right here.
But y'all do understand that people go on these websites to buy tickets.
That's
they're not
the
buying
problem.
Them the day of the venue. They're
yeah,
not getting mine online.
To go
mine
to the
is
concert.
That, but that's how people buy tickets. That's how I buy tickets. That's how people buy them
right
online.
Oh, they sell them at the gate too.
Yeah,
they don't.
But what I'm saying is, a majority of people buy the tickets online, and they're marked up online too. That's what the IRS is saying.
Why would you do that?
It's because that's how people buy tickets, Steve.
Well, y'all don't know nobody else.
No, we don't
know any scalpers.
Okay,
who in the hell don't know no scalpers?
Where have y'all been living? Oh, my God. Get out these churches and go to these clubs and meet some people.
Meet some scalpers. Let's move on to this last story.
We didn't get on your nerves.
This past Sunday, Usher held his first musical residence show in a residency in France. Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabrielle Union, were in attendance. At some point during the show, Usher walked up to Gabrielle to sing to her, but then stopped. Usher said, "Let's not get carried away. You know, this is Dwayne Wade. I ain't crazy. This man will knock my whole head off and then dunk it."
Right.
Usher old school. Sense.
Yeah. Then they dapped each other up with Usher saying, "So happy to see you." Usher also mentioned the incident on his Twitter and IG accounts, writing, "Look, I don't want no smoke." Dwayne responded, "Love and respect." That was cute.
Yeah, that's cool.
He gonna get enough of singing to people, girlfriends and wives' faces. He gonna get enough of that.
That's part of the show.
Picking them up on their lap, walking them around, and all this. Your last walk
in front of.
That's why he got them skates on, so he can get his ass up out of
so
there. That's
get
what that
away.
Is. Usher got sense, man.
Yes, he
and
does.
I'm
like
really
it.
Looking forward to Usher at the Super Bowl, and I call Stephen A. Smith and say, "Hey, man. Have you not had enough making Super Bowl comments? Shut your ass up."
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, has America always been uncomfortable with confident black men? Coach Prime is proof of that. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to TheRoot.com, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders' confidence, which some have critiqued as being too much, has drawn immense criticism over the last several months. It makes sense, since this country has always been uncomfortable with self-assured and confident black people. Social media users couldn't wait to rub Coach Prime's recent loss to Oregon in his face with racism memes. Journalist Kevin Powell wrote, quote, "Certain kinds of folks have a huge problem with confident and visionary black males, including in sports, be it Muhammad Ali or Michigan's Fab Five, some kind of haterism." The article went on to say, "Coach Prime's excellence will continue to be a sore spot for racists, and there's nothing that they can do about it."
Not a damn thing.
Nope.
But here's the thing, Steve? About Prime. Prime has been this way his entire
time. Yes.
Ever since he was at Florida.
That's
right. Y'all don't even understand who this man is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He created the image of Prime. He know who Deion Sanders is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's Miss Sanders' baby boy. Mm-hmm. But Prime Time, he created this.
Mm-hmm.
He coached Prime.
Yeah.
Like he said, when he recruit, when he recruit, he go into these people's houses, they want to see Prime. He got chains on. What? He said, "Man, I'm from Florida." That's how the man is. I've never met a cooler person.
Yeah. So people just need to get comfortable with that.
It ain't true. Everybody ain't just square. Hey, they had to get used to Tiger, too. All that fist pumping. He's fist pumping. He's whooping your ass.
What did he say? We don't want those collard greens and chicken for dinner. And he got everybody happy meals. You know, what? It's Tiger.
I don't know what. Look, man. When we get into sports, we bring who we are, our swag, our persona. Mm-hmm. And it's different. We come with that. If dudes want to wear chains, they wear chains, man. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with you. Everybody don't go to the golf course and wear them damn khaki shorts and that FootJoy shoe and that damn FootJoy shirt. Everybody ain't wearing that. I get pants made with splits in it, ball pocket, T holder.
Yeah, you're fly.
Hey, man, I tell you what, go and try and find yourself a pink pair of golf pants. Good luck.
Oh, because that's what you've been looking
for. Such a thing.
I just had them made.
Yeah.
I ain't sitting up finna go out here and wear what y'all wear on this golf course.
See, you're
one guy told me, he said, "Wow, your outfit is loud." Nah, man, it's the color I want to wear.
Wow.
Well, golf clothes are loud. I mean, what's that about?
Yeah.
Everybody don't want to wear them dull ass colors y'all got.
He's uncomfortable.
Nobody want no damn FootJoy shirt.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, it's a name brand.
That's a brand.
It's a great golf shoe. They're very, very comfortable. But, you know, they regular. Now, G4 came out and started making pimp ass looking shoes.
G4 got a pimp, baby.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check your voicemail right after this, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to check Steve's voicemail. Call 877-29-STEVE if you want to leave a message for Steve, and you might just hear your call on the air. All right, ready, Steve? This is from Maurice in Brooklyn, who disagrees with Junior about not buying his nephew a Subaru.
Hey, Steve, this is Maurice from Brooklyn. Love your show. Love your show. This message is for Junior. He made a comment about Subarus this morning, and I couldn't disagree with him more. His nephew knows what he's talking about. Subarus, especially that WRX STI, man, I was a non-believer. As a 50-year-old man, went into the dealership, test drove one of them bad boys, and I was hooked. Tell Junior his nephew knows what he's talking about. Keep up the great work, all of y'all. Y'all doing a great job. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Well, Junior?
No, he don't.
Man, no, when they're test drove WRSTI.
No, he don't. He don't know what he talking about. I don't care what Marie said. He 20. He don't know nothing. My nephew don't know nothing. Why would he want an Outback? He didn't want the WRSTI. That's what he want. Now, he going to take his uncle out of all car conversations because everybody else getting Toyotas, everybody else getting Fords, everybody else getting General Motors cars, GM. You come in here with a Subaru. How am I supposed to talk trash about that? Yeah, well, my nephew loved dependability.
Yeah, and safety, that comes first.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I tell you one thing. He got a kangaroo Subaru riding just passenger. No, Maurice, he's not getting a Subaru. No, he's not. No. Now, you take the WRSTIVIWNPO, whatever it is you just said.
L-M-N-O-P.
And ride that. But he's not getting no Subaru. Next call, Shirley. Get
that. Wow. Like all right. Steve, this caller is responding to the guy in Philly who complained about your orange suit the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steve, so I just heard the voicemail and the guy was saying don't wear your orange suit anymore. So I pulled it up because I wanted to see, like, what would make somebody be hating that bad to call the radio show and say that. I went to it. Steve, man, you fresh as hell. He's tripping. He's a hater. You look good. I love your orange suit. Wear your orange suit every day. Every day. Orange suit. Orange suit. Orange suit. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm doing. First, soon as we get back to taping, writer strike over with. Bam. Orange suit. I'm wearing orange suit. Tangerine suit, rust color suit, copper suit. I'm wearing burn everything orange in the orange family. I don't care. See, when people like him call in what they don't like, I didn't wear it for you, dog. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he think. What do you think? He probably got two suits.
Wow.
Dog, I got a lot of suits, dog. I can't buy the same color. I got damn near every color in the rainbow. I got lime green velvet jackets. I got purple. I got
you
pink.
You be fly now, for sure.
I got gold. I got silver. I got copper. I got
now you're in my territory.
He finna be right back in there.
I got everything, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm not gonna wear that little insurance man looking ass outfit because it'll make you feel comfortable. I'm not on here trying to look like no damn game show host.
You can't stay fly at all times.
Man, yeah. I'm not fitting. I'm not. Do. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, all my suits ain't for everybody.
Right, right.
That's all right. Yeah. Next call.
All right, this is Jean in Maryland. She left a message about another one of your suits, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. Harvey. This is G from Mitchellville, Maryland. I had to call and leave you a message in regard to that green ombre suit you had on for the Family Feud show. OMG. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can pull that off but you. Mr. Harvey, listen, I see why they call you ranch or whatever it is, because you be dressed. That green ombre suit was fire on you. That's all I wanted to say. Good morning, family. Hope that you all have a great day. Take care. Bye.
It's blue cheese.
Thank you, baby. And thank you, baby. And they don't call me ranch. They call me blue cheese.
Why do they call you blue cheese?
Because I be dressing.
Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call for today.
Ranch is a whole nother salad dressing.
Right after
Come
this.
Come on, vinaigrette.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter, and the subject is, he hid all of my pajamas. He hid all of my pajamas is the subject. We'll get
you're
into that.
Get naked up in here. That's what you're
to find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Don't y'all think, you know, before I bring up the prank, don't y'all think I should get like a drum roll and stuff like a
fanfare,
for what?
When you come on.
For the prank. You know, when I come on, you know, I just, you know, yeah, like liven it up some, you know. And it's really a prank and praise type of moment. I'm just trying to get some music to it. You see what I'm saying? Just
You want drum roll?
You want a band?
Give him a drum roll?
There you go. See that? Now, can you give me Kirk Franklin saying, come on, come on, come on,
no,
something like that?
Stop producing.
What was that?
Then he gave me crickets. See that?
Cricket.
He let me know I have not been appreciative of the sound. Okay, here it is. This right here is Break Room Barbecue. Break Room Barbecue. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Eric.
Yeah, this is Eric. What's up?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. With me and you finna get some straight today, dog. Right here, right now. Let me say this, man.
Who is this? What you talking about right now?
This is Quincy right here. This Quincy. I work in the same building. I work on the same floor you work on. All right. And I know that a lot of people on the floor, everybody kind of share the break room and the refrigerator or whatever. But let me tell you this right now. It's been brought to my attention that you the person on Tuesday, all right, that went in there and ate my barbecue ribs. All right, whoa. It took me 4 or 5 hours to smoke them.
Hey, whoa, slow down. You said your name Quincy, right? Slow down, Quincy.
My
hey,
name.
Who bringing this to your attention, bro?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about who told me. But everybody say you always eating people's stuff out the damn break room and out the refrigerator.
Well, I don't know who is everybody or whatever, but I ain't eating nothing out the refrigerator. I go out and get my own food, bro. So I don't know what you're talking about right now. And I don't know who over there telling you.
Let me say this to you, Eric. Let me say this to you. All right. I'm coming by your cubicle tomorrow. I see anything. I see some barbecue sauce, anything remotely look close to my barbecue ribs. I swear to you, I'm whooping your ass right there in your cubicle.
You need to chill, man. I'm not about the threats, bro. I'm telling you, I wasn't the one that did that. I'm telling you that right now. So you need to calm down.
I ain't calming down. Okay. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get up in your cubicle.
But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not the one that's doing that. That's what I'm telling you. So you're coming at the wrong person.
How come everybody say if anybody ate your food, it's probably Eric, the one always eating everybody's stuff up?
They can say whatever they want to say. That don't mean that I was the one that did that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They lying on you now.
They lying. I'm trying to tell you they lying. I'm telling you that.
So you do understand what I'm saying. If it's anything that remotely look close to barbecue sauce, anything, a real bone, anything like that around your cubicle, in the trash can, in your work area, I'm whooping your ass, Eric.
Man, Quincy, man, I'm trying to be nice to you on this damn phone, bro, but I told you about these threats. So at this point in time, for you threatening me again, you and your damn barbecue sandwich, bro. You and your barbecue sandwich, bro. I told you to stop making these threats to me, bro.
Go on and admit that you ate it, Eric. Go on and admit it then.
You know what? At this point, speaking to you on this phone like this, bro, I really wish I ate your damn sandwich, bro. I wish I did, bro.
Hey, dog, I'm telling you right now, I smoked them ribs for 5 hours. I smoked them ribs. Put my hard work in it, and then I get to work, getting ready to eat my food, and somebody that ate my barbecue ribs, and then everybody saying, Eric, the one always eating everybody food. I'm telling you, dude, I will come to your cubicle and f*** you up if I find anything look like my ribs over there.
That's like the third threat you done gave me, bro. That was good as I'm so glad I took that Damn, I'm so glad.
Oh, so you admitting it now?
No, I'm telling you what you want to hear, Quincy. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you what you want to hear.
Okay. That's your ass tomorrow. That's your ass tomorrow at the cubicle. I'm telling you now.
We working in the same building, right? I ain't going nowhere. You know what floor I'm at. I ain't going nowhere. Was good. I don't know who you are.
I don't know how you got my number, bro, but we ain't even got to wait till you get up there to my flow. We can get this cracking in the lobby, bro. In the lobby, you can get your damn ribs broken. Your ribs, not the ribs that you cooked on that barbecue, your ribs. We can get it cracking right there.
It's whatever at this point, Eric. It's whatever. Okay, it's, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna let Deshae know what's up. I'm gonna let Deshae know what's up.
Deshae? I know she ain't tell you nothing about eating nothing, like eating your food, bro. I know Deshae didn't say nothing like that to you.
Deshae ain't say you ain't no rib. That ain't what Deshae told me.
So why you bringing her? Why you bringing her up then?
You want to know what Deshae told me?
What did Deshae told you, bro? What she told you?
Deshae told me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker, Deshae.
What the hell you talking about?
Hey, Eric. Hey, man, check it out. This is Nephew Tommy, bro. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl, Deshae, your coworker, got me to prank you, man.
You know what, man? Boy, you got my blood boiling, man. Oh, Deshae, she going to get it, bro. She going to get it when I get back in there. And I listen to y'all every, man, I don't believe it. Man, hey, you got me, man. Oh, man. It is an honor, bro. It is an honor. Tell me, man. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I'm going to get Deshae, though. You tell her ass is mine.
Well, hey, man, do me a favor. Tell everybody what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the baddest radio show in the land is Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Man, go get some ribs and have a nice day, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to do that.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm.
I'm clapping.
Yes. Break room. Break room barbecue.
Yes.
Break room barbecue. I got a question for y'all. Let me put this out there first so I just make sure I'm plugging it right. Killeen, Texas, the nephew is coming to town. Twice as funny comedy club. October 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'm coming your way. Fresh out of Italy, baby. All right. Back at it. Got my stupid swagger back. Now, to my team, that was Break Room Barbecue. I gotta ask, because a lot of people have done it. Have you ever stole anybody's food out the break room when you was working at any other job?
No.
I don't trust people.
I have not.
Uh-uh. Food, nah. No.
No. You ain't stole nothing.
My food stay at my desk. No. It stay right there.
I put my food in the refrigerator in my bag with my name on it, but I'm not gonna eat anybody. I haven't. Touch anybody else's food.
Somebody you know that cook real good.
No.
And then brought some food to work.
No.
Well, the answer is no,
Tommy. Let me think. Because in New Orleans, when I was living in New Orleans.
Let's ask the real thief that's on the show, though. Because that's who done stole a little bit of everything.
Who?
I don't know why he's so quiet.
Church mouth's quiet.
Yeah. He's not saying anything, so there you go.
There you have it. That lets
that's
you know
the answer.
The whole...
No response is a response.
There you go.
No response is a response.
Silence.
Full sentence.
Silence.
Exactly.
Can't trust him. No, you can't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you
done right, so right that? Why did you ask that?
Well, because most people done stole some, sure. Uh-huh. You done stole some at the job. I done seen you steal some straight out of... Never mind. I watch you build damn near a whole house. Don't get me started on you. I didn't see
what?
Killeen, Texas, I'm coming your way. Right after Killeen is Stockbridge, Georgia. Stockbridge, Georgia. That's October the 14th. Tickets on sale right now. And then I'm on my way to Chicago, Illinois on the 20th and 21st, ooh, along with Bill Bellamy, Gary Owen. All the list goes on and on. And then last but not least, Stardome, Birmingham. Uh-oh. That's the big weekend. 27, 28, 29, Birmingham, Alabama. Miss Shirt.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, he hid all my pajamas. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he hid all of my pajamas. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 3 years, and before our wedding, my husband and I practiced celibacy. We had sex a few times when we were dating, but we decided to save the good stuff for marriage, and we stopped having sex. Our wedding night was full of fireworks and magic because we had been saving up for that night. I'm so happy to report that our intimacy is still great, and he continues to surprise me in the bedroom. The only thing is that he also has become very comfortable with his body, which is not all that sexy. He's got the typical 45-year-old belly and boobies that come from eating bad and not working out. I'm not one to talk because I've got a tummy and love handles. We are not the sexy couple that needs to be walking around naked, but he loves to be nude. Whenever he's lounging around, he's naked. We each have a throw that we use to protect the furniture from our nakedness. I am not comfortable with it, but I'm trying to please him. I do draw the line at sleeping naked, and he hates it because he is heavier than he's ever been. He gets hot at night, and he has the air on 68. He also turned the ceiling fan on during the hotter nights this past summer, so I started back wearing pajamas. I love the feel of my soft pajamas against my skin, but he hates them. He refused to let me wear pajamas, but I put them on anyway because I was cold. Guess what? This selfish man did. He hid all of my pajamas from me. He thinks it's a funny prank, and I think it's selfish of him to do me like that. I walk around naked for him, but he can't let me have pajamas at night. Should I buy new pajamas and lock them up, or should I stop playing the naked game for him with him? Please advise. Okay, you're already naked. I mean, you shouldn't have to be cold at night, too. I mean, it is selfish of your husband not to take your feelings into consideration. You should both be getting something out of this situation. You're doing all this for him. He's getting everything he wants, all the naked he wants. But you're freezing at night. You're cold. And you said it's way out of your comfort zone anyway, because you guys don't have these sexy bodies. So you got to talk to him. Tell him it's too cold without your PJs. You should either walk around naked and then at night sleep with your PJs, or sleep without your PJs at night and wear nothing around the house in the daytime. Or what about another kind of compromise? Wear some sexy lingerie instead of being completely naked all the time. Or another compromise, sleep naked and just bring an extra blanket at night so you won't get cold when he turns the air on in the ceiling fan. Steve?
What?
What?
I'm finna tell you what.
Come on.
They've been married 3 years. Let's just get some bad facts out here right now. Been married for 3 years. Before yep. our wedding, my husband and I practiced celibacy. That's it. Before we got married, they had sex a few times and then shut it off and saved all sexual activities till we got married. Damn it, now we married. All this celibacy. You know, I'm playing this here game. All the celibacy game I'm playing. Damn it, let's get naked. Naked now, naked watching TV,
naked standing in the refrigerator, naked frying chicken,
naked, ouch,
naked eating cereal.
Come on, boy.
Really?
Naked watching the news. Answer the door, pick my Amazon box, naked.
Naked.
Walk my ass down to that mailbox, naked.
Make me proud.
I'm rolling the garbage can out the back, put it in the front, naked. Yes. I greet the mailman at the door, naked.
Mm. Naked.
Your mama come over, I put something on.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. As soon as she leave, I'm naked. You came up with this idea. We gonna be celebrating. Oh, I've been waiting all this time. Now you wants to come in here at night and put some damn clothes on. So now you mad because he didn't hear the pajamas. I got news for you. What are these pajamas for?
Because she's cold.
You're slowing this down. You're slowing this down. This all this is unbuttoning, we ain't even got to do. You know what we in here for. Let's get started. These pajamas is in the way. Now, that's the case at hand. Let's review a couple of facts. And we're going to have to get into this when we come back. But we have a major problem. He got the typical 45-year-old belly.
Come on.
That comes from eating bad and not working out. And she got a little tummy and some love handles. And she say, we're not the sexy couple that need to be walking around naked. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what's going on here now, what really happened.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up in 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he hid all my pajamas. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he hid all of my pajamas.
Very quickly, let's go over this. Couple's been married 3 years. Before they got married, they practiced celibacy. Mm-hmm. She didn't say how long the celibacy going on, but we married now. So homeboy got it in his mind. Ain't no more celibacy. Mm-hmm. We ain't practicing foreplay. We ain't doing none of that. It's on and cracking. So now he has decided that they're going to walk around naked. And you have decided to walk around naked with him. And y'all got throws to protect the furniture when you're sitting up naked. He do everything naked. We went over a bunch of stuff on the previous break. He go to door naked. Roll the garbage out naked. Sitting up on that tow row riding lawnmower. Naked.
Oh.
All out back by the pool, naked. Sunbathing on the back porch, naked. Gardening, naked.
Naked.
Just naked. Because he is making up for lost time. Now you naked too. But now here's what the problem is. In your letter, you said the only thing that he has become awfully comfortable with his body. Uh-oh. Well, what kind of body we talking about? Well, according to her, he's got the typical 45-year-old belly and boobies that come from eating bad and not working out. Now, I'm not one to talk because I got a tummy and love handle. We are not the sexy couple that needs to be walking around naked. Oh, so now let's get into where it's really going.
Okay.
See, what done really got wrong is he done got comfortable with it. Fellas, I want to make you aware of what naked comfortable look like.
Talk to me.
When you sitting on the couch comfortable, you ain't paying attention to your posture. When you slump, your stomach looks bigger.
That's it.
That's what's happening, bro. You're hiding body parts now. Now you got boobies.
I can't believe he's saying boobies.
That's what she said. He got boobies.
So
that's another word for man boobies. So now y'all don't look sexy. You even said you got a little tummy and some love. But y'all's fat ass and got comfortable. Oh, I know how he feels. 45, fat ass probably going up steps squeezing. And Lord, Lord, girl, don't have no company. Because company will come over and put your ass on blast. Next thing you know, you think you're being kind to people and they walk around passing judgment on your ass.
Oh, that's what we're doing? That's what we're doing right now?
Ass. Hey. Sitting up in here.
Hey.
Can't even walk up steps.
Wheezing.
Because he big, he wheezing. And she's sitting over there. She got a little tummy and love handles. Ain't nothing wrong with that, ladies. Got a little thing going on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But now y'all done got comfort. And here's the problem. So now they say, but I do draw the line at sleeping naked, and he hates it. Wait. How you thinking we're not going to sleep naked? She said, because he's heavier than he's ever been. He get hot at night, and he got the air on 68. Big boy and swole his ass up to the point where he got sleep apnea, too. He wheezing, he snoring, he fat, he overweight, and he don't want you to have on no clothes either. Lord have mercy. He's also turned the ceiling fan on during the hotter nights this past summer, so I started wearing pajamas. I love the feel of my soft pajamas against my skin. He hates it. He refused to let me wear pajamas, but I put them on anyway because I was cold. Guess what this selfish man did? He hid all my pajamas from me. He thinks it's a funny prank, and I think it's selfish for him to do me like that. I walk around naked for him, but he can't let me have pajamas at night. Should I buy new pajamas and lock them up, or should I stop playing the naked game with him? Please advise. If you stop playing the naked game with him, what game y'all gonna play? Y'all gonna play the clothes game? Y'all can turn that into something next year. Next, something real sexy, though. You can have bite it and tear it off nights.
Oh.
You can buy tearaway pajamas, like pajamas made out of toilet tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Easy on, easy off. You can try another thing.
Oh,
hoopla.
But I'm going to just be honest with you. We are so uninterested in this letter.
That's what you...
Yeah.
We really don't give a damn. This really ain't even a problem.
It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you're into it.
Yeah, because I'm all for the dude. I support him 100%.
Right. And get I don't want naked. Her to be cold.
No, I don't give a damn. Get your ass in here. Shirley, you gave him the little ignorant advice, bring an extra blanket. So let her do that.
But
that get your naked ass in this bed, though.
Post That's your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
I think
he's
comfortable because he done looked at you and he done decided, well, your ass ain't going nowhere.
On Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Let's lay our fat ass up here next.
On the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour. Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Yeah, you know, O.J. Simpson back in the news. Like, did you hear that, what he said?
Yeah.
Did you hear what O.J. Simpson said?
I heard.
O.J. Simpson said he tried to avoid going out in Los Angeles because he's scared he may be sitting down next to the killer.
You need a mirror.
You got to give it to him, though. He lied to the end, though.
Yeah. Let me
Boy.
That's a bit much.
I know he ain't said that.
Oh, yeah, he said it.
Let me throw you a couple clues. Notice ain't nobody been killed over there since.
Check. Huh?
That's one.
Mm-hmm. So you said a case has been solved. Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Ain't been a murder over there since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nobody been arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he can't go sit down in the restaurant because ain't a whole lot of people serve his ass.
Yeah, he got away with double homicide.
This is one of the workers going there talking to the owner of the restaurant. Excuse me, OJ just walked in. Get the knives and hide them. Get all that silverware off that table. Where that plastic stuff I told y'all? OJ in here.
You're so stupid.
That's terrible.
It's funnily terrible, though.
Yeah.
I'll feed you, but your ass is eating with a spoon. I'm telling you that right now. I don't give a damn what you order. You're getting a spoon.
I don't know why he can't just be quiet.
Sit down.
All right, well, forget that. Let me ask you about a few players in the that need this week that's going to be playing. Just tell me if they're going to have a good week, bad week. I don't know. Just tell me what you see. Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback.
Zach Wilson can't have he can't have a good day, let alone a week.
Okay.
Why is that?
Zach he got to figure out as a quarterback, you know, his job is to throw the ball.
Oh, that's one thing. That's true. Russell Wilson.
I like Russ, awesome. Man. Russ ain't that bad. They ain't got no defense. They got 70 points scored on them. If you score 20-some points, you could win the game, Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson scored 20-some points. He should win. Your defense gave up 70. They just scored like they want to.
That's unbelievable.
Another player, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is a good player, man, but I think he's being overcoached. And I think the comment he made about the coaches was simply saying he's got all these coaches' instructions in his head instead of playing his game.
Playing the game.
He in trouble, though, Chicago a lot.
Okay. Travis Kelce with Taylor Swift. If you was a
Travis Kelce's life ain't never been this good. Travis living his best life.
It ain't but football right now.
Cannot break up with Taylor.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, someone wants some social media advice. The man says, my wife wants a three-way with another woman, but I'm not down with it. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Okay, Steve, this is Patrick from Steve Harvey FM. Patrick says, okay, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I have a problem that most guys I know would say is most definitely not a problem. My wife and I had a few bottles of wine last weekend when she admitted to me that she's always wanted to be with a woman and always wanted to try a threesome. The conversation ended with her asking me if I would consider making it happen so both of us could be happy. While I admit I have fantasized about this exact scenario, what guy hasn't, in thinking about it, I realize that I love my wife too much to share her with anyone else in that way, even if it meant checking a big box off my sexual bucket list. How do I handle this and tell her no?
Well, bro, you gotta say just that. You love her too much and you don't want to share with nobody.
Mm.
You know, problem is she wants to be shared. Yeah. That's your damn problem.
Yeah.
You over there with little Miss Christmas over there just
wanting to be shared.
You get a gift.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I don't, you know, y'all should have had this talk before y'all got married. There wasn't no bottle of wine. It's been going on for a while. Yeah,
oh, you just don't start that way.
Wine. No, this ain't wine. This ain't got nothing to do with wine. What you've been thinking has nothing to do with wine.
Mm.
The wine bought it out. So I have a couple of suggestions for you. Number one, y'all got to stop drinking.
That's
gonna come up again.
That's one thing. Okay. The next thing I think y'all should do is y'all might have to look into, and I don't know what to say, man. You got a problem, because when a man don't want to and a woman does, it usually go down.
You're going to make it happen with him or without him.
Yeah, but see, she ain't going to stop. Can you make it happen? She'll go without you, dog. What it sound like to me. So I don't know what to tell you, man.
So he might as well go ahead.
Give in.
You insist.
Sit in the room.
Okay.
Sit in the room with him.
Sit in the room. All right. How about Rebecca then?
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Becky with the good hat.
And all of a sudden, you got a suggestion as to who it should be. That might slow her down a little bit.
How about your best friend?
Too far.
Wait a minute. She don't want to do that. Oh, okay. My bad.
Just throwing now that's right another there. Problem.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do it with.
Yeah.
Or else forget it. All right. All right. Mm. This is Trey from Steve Harvey FM. Trey says, a group of friends have somehow picked me to be the one to talk to a mutual friend of all of ours to end his dream of doing comedy. This guy, who will go nameless, thinks he has a plan to, quote, end political correctness and shake up the comedy world. The problem is that we've all seen his show and it's not clever or funny. They want me to talk to him and talk him out of doing open mic nights, and I say he should do it and learn the hard way that it's not meant to be for him. They say I'm being a bad friend and not keeping it 100, but I don't see any of them stepping up. What should I do?
Oh, just let him go on up.
Keep going.
Let him go on
keep
up.
Keep going.
So yeah. Right.
You ain't going to have to tell him nothing.
The audience going to tell him.
They going to
let him. Bruh, you ain't got to tell. You think you're funny? Man, come on. You next.
Yeah.
No, please. No, let him go. No.
So that's what he wants to do, let him go.
Mm. Matter of fact, all y'all go when he go.
Yeah. So if he says to them, why y'all didn't tell me, you know, if he finds out the hard way and he talks to his friend, why didn't tell me?
Colin, nothing beats a hush over Jerusalem.
Life experience.
Okay. I'll tell you, boy, you tell a joke and you hit the punchline. And it ain't no line or punch.
And that's happened to all of you guys, right?
Ooh, that's crazy.
Everybody.
Ooh, that's crazy.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
So what's going on out there?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Remind everyone, Elevate You. It is doing well. You're filming commercials.
I shot a commercial for it again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Some new products are coming out. Some new drinks are coming out.
All right, come on, Steve. Remind everyone, Elevate You. It is doing well. You're filming commercials.
I shot a commercial for it again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Some new products are coming out. Some new drinks are coming out for mental clarity and focus. You know, I've got my body starting to straighten it out real good, you know, straightening some things out. But, you know, it's good to have people in your life to let you know when you need to, you know,
fix yourself. You're becoming so much like your nephew and not letting things go. You know that, right?
You know, my nephew is, it's family. You know, what can I say? It's genetics. You know, and so anyway, it's just Elevate You. It's going through the roof, everybody. And now I got some new drinks out for focus, clarity, mental alertness, with some new drinks, strawberry, orange and stuff like that. It's really, really going well. It's going to be coming out soon, but right now in all Walmarts, in not all Walmarts, but in a lot of Walmarts and on Walmart.com, you can get the stick packs where you can get your daily vital greens in a stick pack and just pour it in your glass and keep going. So it's going really good. And the gummies are doing well, too, for digestion, for metabolism, and for immunity. They're doing really, really well. So everybody, continue to support the brand. Thank you all so much. It's going wonderful.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather bump into your partner coming out of a strip club, or would you rather see them sneaking out of the house in the middle of the night?
I don't want to catch them coming out of the house in the middle of the night.
Yeah, where you going?
That's going to help me brainstorming a whole lot.
Yeah.
Coming out the club. At least I know what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I can say that.
Hell, I'll go with you if you tell me you're going.
To the strip club.
Yeah. We ain't living that life, but, you know. She coming out the strip club. I know she was in there with Winton, so that'll be at least
with
one.
With a son?
I can't run nothing past that. I can't put nothing past these boys of mine. Whitney Steve, never know.
Okay. All right. Would you rather sweet potato or cherry pie in a pie eating contest? Which one?
Oh, sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Well, you're going to be able to eat most sweet potato in a pie eating contest. You can't give it one half of a cherry pie down before you throw up. You got to swallow them whole ass cherries and all that syrup and stuff. And it's hard to find a good ass cherry pie anyway. Man, I can't find one.
Your favorite? I
love cherry pie. Yeah, if I could get cherry. Nothing tops peach cobbler.
Oh,
but I'm off sugar now, so I haven't had any sugar in a long time.
Okay. All right.
But
all right, would
I will
you rather
eat a good peach cobbler, though. Cobbler Cafe in Atlanta, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you now, it ain't no joke. They bought the business. Best peach cobbler on planet Earth is at the Peach Cobbler Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. Bet.
All right, would you rather vacation with your in-laws, or would you rather vacation with your next-door neighbor?
I'd take my in-laws.
Yeah.
In-laws.
My in-laws is cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be asleep anyway.
Don't nobody go nowhere with their neighbor.
No. I don't even know my neighbors.
We got an over-the-fence relationship. That's what we got, right?
Where it stops.
Over-the-fence relationship.
That's where it starts.
I've never seen them.
Oh, yeah, your neighbor.
I don't know who these people are.
All right, would you rather have a dragon tattoo cover your entire back, or would you rather have your tongue pierced? Tattoo or piercing?
Yeah, give me the dragon tattoo across my back.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to tattoo.
Yeah, not in my tongue.
I can't see it no damn way.
The dragon tattoo.
But you ain't sticking nothing in my tongue. I can tell you that right now.
No. A lot of people have their
I talk too damn much. You get that thing caught between one of them teeth.
Woo.
Get that choke.
Ouch, ouch.
Stick your tongue out and they put that piercing machine.
No, we ain't.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day.
What a day.
Yeah, fun day. All right, Steve, you have some closing. Take us out.
Yeah, you know, I want to share something with you all. You know, as I learn lessons in life, one of the things that I've become really good at is transparency and sharing life experiences. Just like I'll do this weekend when I'm out on my first ever motivational tour. I was just thinking of how I was going to approach it, and I have to do it the same way I've always done it. That's by being transparent and using my own life experiences to share with others my shortcomings, all my failures, and how I turned them into wins. You know, I got to tell you something about winning. I think people get frustrated because of your losses. I think people get tired of failure along the way that causes them to get discouraged. And oftentimes you give up just too soon because you just get broken and humbled by your failures. But you're going to have to start looking at these failures differently, because a failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. Nobody successful has ever gotten there without first failing. You just don't wake up a winner. You don't start a business and get rich the next day. You just don't. You don't have an idea and then give birth to the idea, and the next day it's just on and cracking. That's really not the reality of how it works. There are going to be some failures in order to get to the success. What I'm sharing with you is there's going to have to be some losses before you get to the win. But let me tell you something. You only need one win. You can have thousands of failures, y'all. I have had hundreds, thousands of failures. I've written jokes that what I thought was going to be good, they didn't work. I've had ideas I thought was going to be good, it didn't work. I've written a book I thought was good, it didn't work. I was in a movie I thought was good, it didn't work. I launched a TV show I thought was good, it didn't work. I went on stage on tour I thought would be good, it didn't work. I can count them, man, over and over and over. You've been in a relationship you thought was good, it didn't work. You got a job you thought was the job of your dreams, turned out to be a disaster, it didn't work. You went to college to get a degree, it didn't work. You went here to apply for this job, you got it, they closed the company, it didn't work. It just over and over and over and over. Life is filled with failure. But don't let the failures depress you and cause you to stop the goal. You have a goal and a dream, continue. When you fall, get back up. Because I'm telling you, in spite of all these losses, you only need one win. You can suffer 1,000 losses. You only need one win. You just need one win, y'all. One win can get you in. One win can change your life. One win can be the game changer. One win can be all you need to spur you on to greatness. You only need one win, but you got to hang in there through the losses and the failures to get to it. The win is not right there. You got to go through something to get to the win. Success is on the other side of uncomfortable. Success ain't ever right there. It's never right there, y'all. Let me tell you another lesson I've learned along the way. Because I've been trying to figure, I've been talking to God about what's been happening in our lives lately. And I came to the conclusion, and it hit me this morning when I woke up. And this is a really, really good one. You know, people have been calling me about this social media stuff. And you know what I learned, man? And finally, I just came to the realization. It ain't what you think it is. Let me tell you something, man. It's just not what you think it is. I don't care who heard it. I don't care how many people repeat it. I don't care how many people post it. I don't care how many people say it. Let me give you a scope of how you should look at this. There are over 8 billion people in this world. Get this number, y'all. There are over, this is a fact for everybody living on earth, everybody listening to me. There are over 8 billion people in this world. If somebody posts a lie about you, if somebody says something negative about you, if somebody try to blast you, however you want to look at it, some group of haters get together and they start hating on you. Let's suppose, and this almost never happens, all of them total
get 100 million views. Do you know how hard that is? Most people get 1,000 views, 1,000 like, couple thousand, couple hundred views, all of that. Let's say you get 100 million views. Guess what that means? That means 7,900,000,000 people don't even know what you're talking about. Don't let this small group of people shake you, man. Don't let this small group of people determine where you are and who you are. Don't pay no attention to that. Keep moving, because them small crabs in the barrel are just small crabs in the barrel. You only make them big when you allow them to be. They ain't that big. Keep trusting in God. God got you. 7,900,000,000 people ain't even know what they talking about. Y'all have a great day today, because I sure will. I woke up with that one on my heart this morning. Good news, baby. Hey, want to say hello to the 7,900,000,000 people that love me. Appreciate you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.